All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This is a complete embarrassment. You know, if you haven't seen the video, go. It's everywhere nationally. I mean, look, Reggie Jackson can't be bothered to act like he's breathing when he's asked to play, but yet this is where we're going to get Mr. Personality, Mr. High Energy. It's embarrassing. But the overall topic is now this. I think we're pretty much all at a point where we want to launch Reggie out of a cannon. I mean, just get him the hell out of Detroit. I don't even care what you get. Don't care if you get anything. Hell, I'd trade Reggie in cash considerations if it were legal under the CBA and I could fit it under the cap, neither of which is true. I just wouldn't be able to do it. But look, right here, right now, give me your one guy in this town you just want to launch out of a cannon. You want him out of here. You know, for me, it's still Drummond. But Reggie would be a nice consolation prize, I'll tell you that. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who is as uninterested in playing as you will ever see. A guy who, look, frankly, I've never seen anything like it where a guy's making the money he's making and he's a starting point guard and he's watching his job be taken from him. He's watching Jose Calderon play more meaningful minutes than him, who's 37. And instead of fighting, the guy's just laying down and just going to hell with it. I mean, it is a disaster. So if your answer is Reggie Jackson, that's fine. But I don't care what sport. Who's the one person in this town you just want to launch out of here? Player, coach, manager, owner, I don't care. You do whatever the hell you want. But that interview last night, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Get this guy out of here. Blake looked like he wanted to slap him. That's what it looked like. And if you haven't seen the video, you can find it anywhere you like. It's everywhere. And it's another embarrassing night for this franchise. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, Reggie Jackson, from an effort standpoint, an attitude standpoint, I you rarely see it in the NBA like this. You don't see it in sports like this. And Reggie is very fortunate because if this were the NFL and his contract weren't fully guaranteed, it's the type of guy to be released. Seriously, Pistons would release him right now if they could. And I don't know how you're going to get him out of here. I don't. You can get Drummond out of here. You can get Blake out of here. Reggie? No idea. No idea. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Sully.
Great question. It's a great question. I think that there's plenty of different names, I'm sure, that people have in mind right now.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it.
No, if you could get rid of one person, I mean, I'm going to choose... Reggie Jackson's a great one, but I really would choose Andre Drummond. That's the one guy I just want out of here. I think that he really just isn't... I do have an issue with his attitude. I think that he isn't really bought into a lot of stuff here, and I think that contract's terrible. If he could just be out of town, I think it would really help the Pistons in terms of trying to rebuild, trying to get better, not having this center in a small ball type league. Andre Drummond would be my guy that I would want out of here. Reggie Jackson, that's a really close second as well. And look, I'm sure a lot of people would say Stafford or Harbaugh, the hot take type people, but Andre Drummond, I think that would just really benefit the Pistons if he was out of here. I do.
I'm with you. It would give you a chance to make the pieces fit. They don't fit together. It doesn't work. I can't stop thinking about that Charlotte rumor.
Yeah. It'd be great if it happened.
Do it in a heartbeat. But yeah, if you haven't caught the video, take a look at it. It's pretty unbelievable. And you can tell Blake is none too pleased. And it's ironic because Blake is really speaking about somebody like Reggie, you know, where this team just isn't where it needs to be. I'll say this. I don't know if it's real or fake or whatever it is. Maybe Blake's just doing what he's doing so he can keep his value high and then demand to be traded this summer. Bottom line is this. I have been supremely impressed by Blake Griffin. He is trying to be a leader. He is trying to show this team the way. He is. He's doing everything you could ask. And even last night, easiest thing would have been to get on that microphone and just be cliche. He ripped this team after a win. He goes out night in, night out, and he plays his ass off. And then, of course, Reggie Jackson decides to photobomb the interview as Blake is essentially speaking to people like Reggie, the teammates who don't get it. I mean, if it weren't for Blake, I don't know, this team wouldn't win a game. I mean, you want to talk about a ratty team. This is a ratty roster. This roster sucks. And if Blake isn't out there every night, I mean, Blake's a warrior right now. This is a guy who used to never be able to stay healthy, could never handle a workload like this. This guy is out there night in, night out. And you know how he's scoring? It ain't alley-oops. It's ISO, clear out, back downs, one-on-one, face up. Dude, he's working for buckets. And they need 30 from him every night or they have no chance. So Blake's got a right to say what he's saying. And he's calling out people like Reggie. And then there's Reggie to be the one. Of course it was him. Of course it was him. Not Ish, not Kennard, not Bullock. No, of course it was Reggie Jackson. Remarkable. It was poetic almost.
It was like Blake told him, like, right after the game, he said, I'm going to need you to kind of interrupt my press conference, not knowing that he was actually going to rip Crazy. Reggie in the team.
Crazy.
But the person and the individual that I want out of town quickly is Tom Gores. I mean, he just simply has to go because...
This is bad when all three of us are picking Pistons and we have four professional teams and two college teams here. Is that a bad sign?
Well, it's just despite the report from Brandon Robinson on possibly Drummond getting traded, I still believe that he just doesn't want to trade Drummond. And that hurts the team.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
He's already hurt the team by trading for Blake, and Blake has done things that I thought he could never do here. He really has. But we all know what that's done to this franchise, and I'm sorry. I grew up with an owner in Davison that cared about winning. He cared about his franchise. He wanted to do what was right. And yes, they had a bad late 90s in the Teal era, but he still cared about his team. He was trying to win. This owner doesn't seem to care about winning.
Like, if I were the owner, I'll tell you this, and this probably wouldn't be popular, I'd suspend Reggie today. Oh, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I'd go to war with Reggie.
Yeah.
I would do everything in my power to trade him.
Yeah, because if...
But I'd be livid right now.
Well, Gores is the one who said we have a superstar, right? And Blake, your superstar, spoke. And Reggie did that. So then suspend him. I agree.
If that's the other thing. That's the other thing. I mean, Blake Griffin is basically the only guy on this roster who's even come remotely close to being consulted about who's going to play around him. There is no way Blake Griffin wants Reggie Jackson here. This is where a real owner and a real front office would get this handled. It's gotten ridiculous. It really has.
Yep. Well, why stop with Tom Gores? Martha Ford should be on this list as well. My God,
that'd geez.
That'd be great to have new ownership for the Lions. Wouldn't that be number one for a lot of people, if you could have one person gone, different
Probably.
Ownership?
Probably.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.